Well, hello, 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 and welcome to Sisters You Have Value podcast. I'm your host, Kim Tolliver, and I'm super excited to be here with you today. Happy Friday, happy Friday. This podcast was created for women because we believe in the power of sisterhood and unity, and we strive to build a community where women can share their passions, learn from each other's experiences, and support each other on their journey. Thank you so much for tuning in to this week's episode of Sisters You Have Value podcast. If you're a new listener, thank you so much for tuning in, and we pray you come back for more. Please give us a like, share, and follow. If you are a returning listener, thank you so much for being on this awesome journey with us, and we pray you continue with us. All right, grab your coffee, tea, drink, whatever it is, grab a seat, and let's get into it. So, this podcast was birthed out of, or this topic today was birthed out of the storm that we just had here a couple days ago. So my part of town got hit pretty hard, and I was in the bed, and I kept saying to myself, is that rain? And I'm listening, and I get up and I go and I open the door. And, you know, the rain was coming down, but I did not see beyond the rain. Shut the door again, went back. Long story short, came back again. I hear this hard tapping, 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 and it was hail. And, oh, my gosh. Obviously, they got, in that span of 5 to 6 minutes, they got bigger and bigger. And it just felt like everything, like all the upstairs windows in my house were about to bust out. And I'm running upstairs, I'm running downstairs. And I'm like, Lord, please don't let my windows bust out. So I pulled a curtain back on the bathroom upstairs, and you could see the hail sticking to the window like snow. It just popped it so hard coming in from the north that it just popped it, and it just stuck against the window. And I was like, oh, my gosh. So I go from one side of the house to the other side. Then I go to the bedrooms looking out, and there's the hail. But I couldn't see beyond that. So anyway, about 5 minutes into this thing, I'm like, okay. And I told my daughter, I was on the phone with her, you know, she lives in Texas. So I'm like, listen, I gotta get off this phone. I gotta pray. I said, this is just too much. We got to calm the storm. I got up and I sat at the top of the stairs and I started to pray, calming the storm, telling peace be still and let the hail cease. That is well. We know it's about to stop. I said, I'm going downstairs to mop my floors. Don't judge me. I don't know why I wanted to do that. But anyway, long story short, opened the door, got my mop, and by the time I ran the mop water, it ceased. God is good. And you know, if you're a believer, you know, we can command it because we have that authority. And I believe that and know that he answers prayer. But all of that led today to the following day. No, that night, a little bit later than that, let me go back. I opened the door and I was FaceTiming my daughter, and she's like, Mom, where's all that water coming from? I'm like, it's raining, flooding. I mean, the streets were flooding, the yard was flooding. And I said, I got to go in the back and check the back. Well, yeah, when I went to the back and I opened the door and I looked up, the patio was just wet. Holes everywhere. It looked like somebody had shot 50 bullet holes. Big holes through my patio. You know, you had a pergo type roof and patio is closed in and it's screened in and everything. And there was a hole as far as every row you went to, a hole, hole, hole. Like, okay, well, went back in, lay down. Some say, get up. Holy Spirit say, get up, Kim, and go check. I go out there. My patio is flooded. I didn't even think about the continual rain that we had through the night. And I'm just like, at this point, I don't care. So the next day, got a tarp and we were putting a tarp up on the roof, and I got on the roof. This person that was helping me, I was saying, okay, you too old, you older than me and you heavier than me. And I certainly don't want you to fall through this roof. So he's sitting here edging it out like what he's going to do. I'm going to walk this here right here. And I have, mind you, a high pitched roof, and the roof is really steep. And I'm like, no, I'm like, you gonna fall through this roof. He's like, I'm gonna go up here and I'm gonna do this. And you see this board, he's trying to show me the board that he was gonna be walking on. And I'm like, Lord Jesus. So I get the ladder and go to the other end of the patio. And I climbed up and I was like, I'm up here now. So to prevent him from going up there. Now, y'all, I ain't had no business up there. When I tell you every muscle, every ache, every body part that I had is hurting me and it still hurting me today. But I got it. We got the tarp up. We got it secured. Thank you, Jesus. We got everything secured. But when I got down, I came in this house and I fell on the floor. I took a shower by the time, you know, got situated and all of that stuff. The next night, that night, I had to take a whole oxycodone just to get this body, baby. Yeah, I'm out of shape. But anyway, it led me to today. And all of that, I said all of that for that first 5 minutes to go rest, refuel, recharge, and refill your soul. And I just thought in that moment about that time of refreshing and just when I took my shower and I got to a place of stillness and I sat down and I thought about the things and the cares of the world and the hurries of the world. And then the storms come, you know, like the storms in your life, you know, you just at that point, once the storm is over though, and you've finished everything and you've done all you can in the storm, you have to find rest. So I know a lot of us, you know, some people don't know when to rest, but there are some people that long for that rest, long for refueling, long for recharging and refilling our soul. Remember, we have a body, a soul, and a spirit, and that's a tripart nature. When we can be filled up and energized, or we can feel drained and depleted in each of those four areas, spiritual, emotional, intellectually, and physical, we can be drained, rested, or energized in any of that. So I took that as that stopping point for me because it gave me a cause for pause to sit down, to rest, to relax, to think about those things and consider not only my own life calibration, but a tool to assist everybody else in helping lift up everybody. And to that, when we feel overwhelmed, when we feel drained, when the storms of life are raging. And my storm was an actual storm, not metaphorical, but it was an actual storm at that moment. And the drain in the what I got was that physical tiredness because I had to climb on that roof. Because I had to skirt down that edge. And when I tell you skirting like you know how you crouch down and you just walk in like that in the entire roof over 28 feet of a roof and you feel it all. You feel it all. So can you imagine an emotional strain? Can you imagine when you're going through the things of life and your days and your nights are so busy, you're so tired, those that have two jobs, those that are working three jobs, those that are working a job and in school, those that are in a job and married and have kids and in school. Can you see where I'm going with this? Do we know when to rest? And do we know when to carve out some me time? So that's, I got to my quiet spot, y'all. I got to that place and I started to breathe and I started to think about the things. And then I told, you know, my lady with the A, if I say her name, you know, she's going to activate to play some classical. Because, you know, I love Beethoven, Bach. I love the classics. And then I said nothing. So there was no sound. And only the silence was able to come in and usher in. So I just believe it's time to unplug. You know, and I know I'm not alone in that we need that break. We need that time to enjoy the peace and the quiet. And then it took me to Matthew 11:28 that said, come to me all you who are weary and burdened and I'll give you rest. And he'll give us rest for our soul and we can restore, replenish and refresh through Jesus. And we can rest in his cares and we can rest knowing when, you know, that he got us. So we have to recognize, y'all, when it's time to reflect, to replenish, to refresh. And we know those are not external sources, but we got to recognize when it's time to do that. And so I had to come to that, but it's one of those moments where you can appreciate the storm and you can appreciate that. And it took me, It took me, oh goodness, maybe 30 minutes for me to stop the heavy breathing. And he was like, well, Kim, you're really out of shape. I'm like, dude, nobody want to hear that. You know, you're going to have to get on that bike. I know that. But at this moment, I've done what most couldn't do. If you know the size bricks that I was carrying up there, bricks so big to put up there, because I have that pergo style roof. And when you have that style roof, it's not like you have anything that you can nail to. So you got to secure it the best. So I had six bricks up there, y'all. Anyway, and of course he put them on the other end, but I had to carry that load. And it all brought me to today of rest. It all brought me to load bearing. It all brought me to those times that we carry so many things in the world and we carry so much weight on us. And some people don't know when to drop it. You know, some people don't know when it's time to stop, and we go till we burn out. Some of us go farther than burnout, we fall out, you know, and there are things that make us stop. And I thank God for Jesus that the Holy Spirit gave me cause for pause just to recognize in that moment what it felt like and gave me that thought. And that, you know, I always pray, Lord, what I'm going to talk about today. And it gave me that recharge, refuel, refresh, refill your soul. And so we know God's word, it tells us in Isaiah 46:4 that he'll sustain us, that he assures us, that he helps us in every season. And he knows when we're exhausted and he knows when we need rest. So even through that little small storm that we had, it wasn't small because I got some damage, yeah. But even in that, it gave me this. It brought me, it didn't take me long after I got off that ladder. It didn't take me long to go, oh Lord, I'm tired. You know, like I got to stop. I didn't want to hear all that, that I was out of shape. Don't nobody care. I had to carry six bricks, actually 10 or 10 so bricks to put up. But that's okay. So I know when I've reached my limit of all work and no play. So I know when it's time to unplug, unwind, slow down. God will always nudge you to stop. He's going to always draw us into his presence if we know him, if we can rest in him. So he'll draw us into that presence for a time of quiet reflection and meditation. And that frees me from a schedule wrought with activity, y'all. I do it every day. I'm upstairs every day. I've missed a couple days sometimes, and I go up there and I sit, and because that's my solace and that's my getaway. To enjoy the quiet time and fellowship, you know, just to sit there in his presence and just let the Holy Spirit usher in. And, you know, I read my devotions and then I just sit sometimes and I'm just thinking, I'm in thought, trying to hear a word from him, trying to hear what he has to say to me. And that war room is so filled with the Holy Spirit that is just amazing. So again, like I said, it brought me to today that I would like for all of us to be able to unwind, to unplug. So I want you to think about some questions, some reflective questions in your life. Number one, what steps do you need to take to unplug from your business and recharge your mind and body? What's gotten you so busy? Is it work? Or have you sacrificed something in the place of something? Is it something you're doing that you don't really have to do, but you can't say no because you don't have boundaries with people, or you're afraid they won't like you and you're letting it wear you so thin? Because you know you should have said no to it in the first place. What are you doing that you come home and you upset with the kids because your day is extended beyond because you stayed up too late last night? And now you didn't get the proper rest you needed. And now everybody around you have to suffer because you have a grumpy attitude. See, a lot of times we project off people the things that we don't get for ourselves. And rest is so important. Release, reflection is so important. Time alone is so important because it makes you a better you. And it keeps you from that. Sometimes now we busy don't mean we productive. It's people that do stuff every day and ain't going nowhere. You know, it's like that rocking chair. You're moving, but you know, give you a lot to do, but ain't nowhere to go. And you're still not going nowhere in life, but you're busy, you know. Some of y'all just go, go, go. You know, I think some people just like it because of the externals. I don't know what you're running from, but some people can't be at home. Some people can't be alone. So they busy themselves to have something to do all day, every day. What are you running from? What do you need to do to unplug? What boundaries do you need to set? What do you need to tell somebody? Number two, what are the essentials you need to help you lead a spiritually healthy life? So you need a life where you can meditate. You need a life where you can sit down, that you can have some quiet times, that you can know if it's just intentional, set aside 5 minutes a day or 30 minutes, an hour, sit with God, sit in his presence and get still. And don't feed into the distractions. Unplug from the busyness and silence the noise. Get quiet, y'all, and plug into God. Set yourself up. Get in an environment that is distraction-free. Some people say the prayer closet, you know, I turned my whole 20-foot of my house into a war room. It's a whole war room up there. That's actually more than that. Lord, I don't know. It's from one end of the house to the other. But my point is, we create these environments so that we can have that time. We can have that time alone. Sometimes you need to run away from the kids. Sometimes you need to run away from Boo Bay, from your husband. Sometimes you need a break from that job and the demands because you play superwoman for so long and nobody can look beyond you to know or think that you need rest because you go on auto drive and autopilot for so long that they don't even stop to ask, are you okay? Hey, are you good? Is everything well with you? You don't need to stop. Hey, I got that. You need somebody that say, hey, I got that. You sit down. You got to build your spiritual house, y'all. Being a doer and a hearer of the word of God. Read that scripture every day. Meditate on it, even if it's one verse. And we need to be dependent on God for our source and to lean on him. Because guess what? He's the source of our strength, y'all. And we got to stop carrying these loads. Baby, that brick that I was carrying, we're talking about a load bearer, burden bearer. You know, they used to tell this thing about you put these bricks in your backpack and you put the backpack on and you walk with it. And every step, I think the person behind him would put another brick on and then put another brick in the backpack and then put another. So this person was literally down to their knees and it was telling you about the cares of the world. You keep putting on your bricks, your mama brick, your daddy brick, boo brick, everybody else's brick. You don't even have your brick in the bag. But his yoke is easy. His burden is light, y'all. And we got to surrender all those cares and cast them to him. Stop trying to act like you got it all together. Stop trying to prove to them that you're this superwoman because of culture that tells us that we are strong. No, hell, I get tired too. Every now and again, I need somebody to tell me they got it. Do I want that in my life? Absolutely. I would love to have that and crave that one day where somebody can go, I got this. Sit down. But see, for now, I got it. But God got me. So see, I know I'm still not operating in my own strength. I'm operating in the Lord because I'm casting my care and I'm resting in his bosom. So I know when to stop. See, I could recognize it immediately. Not immediately. Baby, when I got off that ladder, I said, hey, you got to hold this ladder so I can get down. But when I got down, I was like, oh, thank you, Jesus. But when I got, Lord, what was I thinking? But I'm trying to prevent this man from falling through this roof. Anyway, but we know that God knows. And sometimes the pain in our life gets so deep and there's no words. So, y'all, we need to trust in the sovereignty of God, who knows all our troubles and cares about every detail of our life. And there's no pressure, you know, to explain that to him. You know, and that's what I was telling you, even in that scripture, come unto me all who are weary and burdened. And, you know, I like New King James in burden and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and meek, and you will find rest for your weary soul. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Psalm 62:5 say, for God alone, O my soul, wait in silence, for my hope is from him. Before I get away from that last question, number three, how often do you treat yourself to some uninterrupted quiet time? How often do you do that? How often do you do that? So we need that time, y'all. We need to connect. We need to stay plugged in to our source. We need to enjoy some time alone. So unplug, disconnect, y'all. Regardless of what your niche is. Hey, even if you're not a believer, but I wish that you would become one so that you can have that life and have it more abundantly and have eternal life. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. 3, you got to treat yourself to some fun and relaxing. Yeah, we want to be stress-free as possible. And I thank God for Jesus that even that little moment, that little time, that latter experience gave me this as a topic today. You know, sometimes we need to spark our mind. You want to learn something new that's going to stimulate your brain. Discover a new skill, pick up a new hobby, create, you know, read, expand your mind. But get in that quiet time and do it. Nourish your soul. Breathe, y'all. It says, it's often said, peace is only a breath away. I go to this place now called Stretch Lab. And I have 4 sessions a month where they just stretched you out. But it was funny when I first started. I've only been to 2 sessions. But when I first started, she was explaining to me to let your body go, to release. And baby, when I tell you that leg was fighting with her because my leg autonomically, I think our body is designed in that automatic part where it's designed to just move. You know, you don't think. Your hands move, your body move, your eyes, your ears, and things. And it took me a minute to let my leg go. And she was talking to me and I would laugh. But the second time, Tuesday, was a little bit better, you know, and I'm not going to go next week, but the week after. And I spent 50 minutes with her stretching my body, stretching my legs, stretching my arms. And it's called Stretch Labs, and it's really good. Slow down, y'all. Embrace the art of sometimes doing nothing. The goal is not to achieve something. And it's a perfect antidote to stress, anxiety, and burnout. Care for your body, though. Also, now me, I say move, but baby, when I move, that was some physical activity for me. Hydrate. Y'all drink enough water. Keep your body regulated. It helps hydrate and regulate your body. Give your immune system a boost. Strengthen. Get your flu shot. Take your vitamins. Nourish your body and healthy food and all of that good stuff. And get plenty of sleep. Get plenty of rest. But the thing about it all is just thanking God that we can come before him and in his amazingness and all wonder, being wonderful, that he can just give us these things and it can be so metaphorically, you know, given for the sake of, hey, that's a good key for me to rest, unwind. Let me think about it. You know what I mean? So, Jeremiah 31:25 said, I will satisfy the weary soul, and every languishing soul I will replenish. That's what the Lord said. And he said, my presence will go with you, and I'll give you rest. So just think about it, y'all. Rome wasn't built in a day. They always have this notion of how do you eat an elephant? Not that any of us would eat an elephant, and they say one bite at a time. So take some steps, write out some stuff, prioritize, you know, what's the most important thing? What can I let go? What do I need to just drop altogether that I shouldn't be carrying anyway? Some of y'all carrying somebody else's brick. Some of y'all carrying somebody else's load. Hell, some of y'all got the whole backpack because you're trying to prove something. You're trying to show something because you're not who God called you to be and you don't know who you are and whose you are. So your load bearing days is just because you're living under somebody else. You're living for somebody else and vicariously through somebody else. But I always remember when that person leaves, they're going to leave you so broken, so busted up and tore down because you're not going to even know. You won't be able to breathe and see light of day because you never took the time to learn of yourself, to know who God created you to be. Right now, you're a carbon copy for somebody, and it's not good. We can't be carbon copies. We have to be what God called us to be. We have to be who God created us to be. And that's why that alone time is so important. That's why that time of having to yourself is a time of reflection. Some of y'all jump from relationship to relationship because you're afraid of being by yourself. I'm alone, but I'm not lonely. I'm good and I'm resting in that because even in that, Lord, build me up. Lord, shape me, mold me. Create in me a clean heart and renew a right spirit. And Lord, search me. See if there's any wicked ways in me. Lord, those things that are not of you, remove them from me. those things, you know? So it gives us that time to replenish. It gives us that time to rest in his bosom. It gives us that time to restore our soul. It gives us that time to change who we are. And so by the time something new comes along, you will have created that safe space. You will have created that environment where you can be authentically you. And you can rest assured and be at peace knowing who you are. And so I think a lot of that has to do with it, you know, because a lot of us are still people pleasers in this world. But there's a cost. It costs you something. Your brain probably was sprawled out like my body was over the floor. Y'all, I was placid on because, you know, I was sweating like a pig. Lord, I got up there with the bricks like a Hebrew slave. And I got a towel out of the washroom and just laid that big towel on the floor. And I laid my body on that floor for a minute. I drank a whole bottle of water coming off of there in less than 10 minutes, less than 5 minutes. But I knew I needed rest. My body told me that. Some of y'all bodies are telling you, some of your minds are telling it. Your mind can't rest at night. You can't sleep at night because you're all 15,000 ways. You don't know what way to go, what way to turn. You're thinking of so many things at one time that you can't even have a free moment. You can't even have a moment to yourself to even know because you're so all over the place. And that's because your mind is out of sync. Your body is out of sync. Your spiritual soul is out of sync with God. See, we need to leave the worries and concerns with Jesus. And to get, I always said, now if he up, why I got to be up with him? Now, even though I'm tired today because I didn't go to sleep at 3 o'clock in the morning, God knows I don't know why, but I'll pray and I read. And I've been reading, so I've changed a lot even in my life to where I felt like I've been wasting time. Lord, forgive me for being wasteful, slowful, lazy. And so I've gotten back into who I am, into the things that I love to do. Of course, it's reading. But to keep more distractions down. So, you know, I don't do Facebook as much, Instagram and all of that. I will go on TikTok because that's where I post my spiritual, my inspiration. And I can tell you the one that gets the most is anything dealing with depression. I had one the other day with over 2,000 because people can recognize that. We recognize that all of them, if you sit long enough, which, you know, that was my experiment at first, just trying to go to get on these sites to even know environment cultures, because there's some things I'm just not familiar with. But you could see the need there. You could see the comments there. And I posted 2 days before that, and a lady came in and said, thank you. She said, today was a rough one. So you see, again, we never know what people are going through. But John 14:27 say, peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let it be afraid. So we can take solace, y'all. And all of his promises are yes and amen. I don't know, you know, even those that are not believers and, you know, those that, you know, I pray for those that are suicidal, whose mind is thought on that that's the only way, that's the out. And you always have to look, when I don't have any other source, when I have no beliefs in anything other than this life and what I see in front of me, man, anybody would jump. Because there's no hope in that, in a society that is lawless, in a society that is no spirituality, no God sense, no God conscious, heck, no right conscious. Everything is wrong. The new wrong is right. If you can get away, if you can rob, steal, kill, you have a man that's running for president that has already declared and laid out what he's going to do for y'all, and you want a dictator. Oh, the devil is alive, but I know my God is in control. I know God is still in control. So whatever it is, however it turns out and shake out, God is still in control. Don't ever get that twisted. And he going to have what he say he have. And his word will never return unto him void. But so we don't want to. Philippians 4:6 say, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Some of y'all just don't talk to him. You sit here and you go at it alone. What's the definition of insanity? Doing the same thing you've always done, expecting a different result. To have something new, you got to do something new. To accomplish something better, you got to change the things that you're doing today. You are not a tree. Move. If what you're doing is not working for you at this current juncture, you can course correct. You have that ability. Do not let anybody else tell you that you can't. Do not let anybody else run your life. Because you're living again through their lenses. And you don't know if they low-key hating. Heck, you don't know if they low-key retarded. All of us are predicated off of our life experiences. And so then our beliefs, our value system, culture, what life has taught us and what we've bought into. So everybody is different, even in viewpoints. Mine is not the only one. But I try to make sure that I center mine off of Christ, that I trust. No matter what my situation is, no matter what it looks like, I trust. And I know he going to work it for my good. I know the plans. That's what Jeremiah 29:11 said. I know the plans I have for you of peace. A good expected end, not to do me harm. So then I trust and I call it, Lord, you said you're going to give me rest. Lord, you said you're going to satisfy my weary soul. You see, sometimes you got to learn how to pray in the scriptures. You got to pray the word. And one thing about God is he ain't a man that he should lie, nor the son of man he repents. So if you said, Lord, you said, come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I'll give you rest. Lord, you told me that you would take your yoke upon me and learn from me. You told me you'll find rest for my soul. So Lord, I'm trusting and believing that I got rest right now. I'm trusting and believing you are my burden bearer. I'm trusting and believing that you got it. And I bet you he does. And I know he does. I ain't even got to bet you that. I know he does. So how blessed are we that we got a God that's 24/7. He's available in it. He don't close. It ain't like the store. Walmart closes now at 11 or midnight, one of the two. We just need to make ourselves present. If you find yourself struggling, y'all, spend time with God. Carve out some time in the day. You know, it's not about being legalistic, but intentionally seeking them out. You know, so you make those things your priority. Make those things sometimes that are fighting for. There are some things in your life that's worth fighting for. Your sanity, your peace, your rest. There are some things that should be some non-negotiables in your life. There are some things you should be like, look now. Again, if you don't like me, you just don't like me. I promise you, I'm not about to sit here and let you drag me into a whole ground so that I could feel like, you know, I want them to. No, if they don't like you, they don't like you anyway. If they're going to talk about you, they're going to talk about you anyway. So you might as well be at peace and at rest doing it. You might as well set some boundaries. Only people that don't like boundaries are the ones that it affect. So if you want to make them mad, that's it. So my thing is, while I'm in it, Lord, I just might as well just live for me that way. And make sure that I'm good. Because if here's the thing. If you have parents, somebody you're taking care of, and you let things of the world get to you, how are you going to be good for that child? How are you going to be good for your husband? How are you going to be good when you come home? Sometimes you just find a quiet space, y'all. Unplug and plug in. Get your bedroom, your bathroom, a closet, sit in the car. Lord, if it take you 5 minutes to sit in that car before you go in the house, you know, remove distraction. Turn off that phone. Shut the computer off. Put aside that to-do list. Take a walk. We got to make us and God a priority, y'all. The Bible said if you put him first, he'll add the things unto you. Seek him first while he can be found, y'all. A lot of people think it's not a religion, it's a relationship. It's all about your relationship. It's all about relationship. Spending time. So, you know, you got to sometimes cease to work. Take a day off. Take one day off, you know. Call in. Don't go for a day. And see if you can replenish, rejuvenate. But make sure the children gone. Make sure your husband gone. Make sure boo ain't over there. When you need time, you need time. Time is for you. I thank God for Jesus that I have that. And I thank God that I know how to rest in him. I thank God that I know he loves me. I thank God that I know that I don't have to let the cares of the world and life overwhelm me. You know, somebody called me, even though I know they were lying. You know, that's the good thing that we ask God. I always ask God for wisdom and discernment, even against your enemies lying to me. And I told him, I'm not afraid of any of y'all. I'm going to say what I say. And I'm going to stand firm on that because I have integrity. It's not about what you could say to me or do to me, because God got me. If I'm standing in his word and in his promises, and I'm standing on what I know to be true and all of that, then I stand. You know, then I settle up later. So I hope today helped. I hope that we can find some rest. I hope that, you know, it helped you. But God said he'll satisfy their weary soul, y'all. Y'all know that. He'll satisfy your weary soul. So let him. So let him. Let him. So today I end with that prayer. Dear Lord, I come to you today with a grateful heart for all you do to care for me. Thank you for loving me and nudging me to remember that I need rest, refuel, recharge, and to refill and keep my body physically, emotionally, spiritually healthy. Help me, Lord, to give my mind and my body the soul care it deserves, and help those that are listening to do the same. Lord, I pray for each and one of them, each one of them. And I pray for intentional time with you, and that it gives them all peace and tranquility that they need to recharge their spiritual batteries. Lord, we pray in Jesus' name, amen. So I pray you're spiritually fed and that you're going to get recharged. God bless you, and find rest in y'all's soul. You need it.